Welcome to Real Talk, Real Women, Breaking the Silence Around Abuse. I am Gemma Sorrenti-Gorokoff, your host, and today we have a very unique guest you have never met before on my show, Asha. Thank you so much for joining us, Asha. How are you today?
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here, Gemma. Thank you so much. And hello to everybody in the audience listening. It's so great to be here. And I hope that you enjoy some of the insights today.
I'm so much looking forward to it. Let's start with your title, Self-Worth Warriors.
Yes.
What is that about?
Yes. Thank you, Gemma. So my name is Asha. I'm an emotional and energetics intelligence facilitator and teacher. And my program that I run for ambitious, beautiful women who have gone through so many issues, whether it be in relating or self-worth or people-pleasing or any types of, goodness, purpose, enjoy their purpose, but can't seem to figure out in love. My program is designed to help women raise their frequency inside so that they feel worthy of receiving deep, deep love. And I love what I do. It's so amazing because self-worth is the start for everything that you manifest in your life, not just the good, also the bad as well. And this is a very, very real and deep, you know, truth. It can be very hurtful to come to that truth. But what I do in my process is teach women to like really embody that. And then the result is fun, vibrance, allure, and magnetic awesomeness. It's so
that's
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they align to their more truer love, and deeper abundance in their own purpose being seen.
Wow. Thank you so, so much. So I know that another thing that completely captured my attention and triggered me in some way is the title of your book. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Yes. So thank you so much for asking, Gemma. So my book title is called The Empath is the Narcissist. And I know at this stage, so many people are familiar with attachment styles of codependency and avoidance, wherein that the avoidant is the narcissist who has no self-worth and a very difficult time loving themselves. And then the codependent is also in the same boat, also lacking that self-worth, and they're looking for the love and approval of this person or this person who represents something potentially more powerful. And what I experienced in my life was I had a very volatile relationship when I was 18, highly, you know, traumatic and abusive, and then of course passionate, because why not, right? When the emotions are big and bold, we can loop in these traumas for a very long time. And when we broke up, I closed my heart to this man. I had closed my heart a lot. And over the 18 years that I had my heart closed to him, things started to happen to my body. I was getting cancer. Even though I was really healthy and I was in a marriage, and in my marriage, I was like not attracted to my husband. And I was like putting all my energy into work and people pleasing a lot and being really mean to my husband at home, which I find is very common with women. So I was avoidant. And then I had this man attached to my soul. He was codependent on me. And so what happened was in 2020, he let go of my soul because I was doing the inward work. I started getting into emotional intelligence. And as my heart was opening up, I became unavoidant to him. And I reached out to him, very narcissistic behavior to like reach out and find another person to jump into. And he said to me, "I can't believe you reached out. I just let you go." And I said, "What?" And he didn't let go of me to like heal. He let go of me to jump into another relationship with another woman. But when he did that, he like sent me into, I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Why, how could you be holding on to me for this long? How did I feel that? And then within 6 weeks, he basically ghosted me and he just never talked to me again. And it was so crazy, Gemma, that there's a lot of holes in the story. It's all in the book. But what happened was when he ghosted me, it felt like my heart was getting ripped out of my chest. Like I lost 40 pounds. I got in a very bad car accident. I lost my job. My husband left. I was married at the time. It was all this chaos. And I just started seeing all of this pushing and pulling of energy. And I realized I couldn't love my husband because I didn't love myself. And I saw it. So I went from someone who had very narcissistic traits and very avoidant in wanting to, like, I couldn't love my husband to seeing myself. And when I saw myself, I said, oh my God, I couldn't love you because I didn't love myself. I had no empathy. I had like none. And then he ran away from me. So what I realized was how much we are always playing a role in each other's dynamics, whether we want to accept that or not. This is very real when it comes to the law of magnetism and the understanding of the law of polarity. So if you are attracting a very, very abusive and horrifying relationship, there could very well be a lot of self-worth work that you have to do as well. And even though that is so painful, it is very real because emotions are very, very real. And love is so difficult to find when we don't feel like we're worthy of it. And so I was given all of this insight and I knew I had to help more people. And I just said, there is so many people in these dynamics, so many people in these trauma bonds. They don't even know how to get out. And that was when I was able to write my book and study the depths of energetics. And I rewrote attachment theory with energy in my book, as well as just endless activations, meditations, and courses to help people get out of these places and come to the higher places.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's, oh my God. So basically in your book, from what I understand that you are sharing right now, and I'm just reminding people, your book is The Empath is the Narcissist. An
yes.
Empathy yeah. and compassion book for men and women to stop trauma bonding, weaponry against humanity, and to build connection through energy and self-love by Asha T.
Yes.
Whoa. So basically what you are sharing with us here now is that you felt that you were the narcissist in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. that you were also the empath
yeah.
after you started to connect with self-love, after you actually went past
yeah.
your narcissistic, I mean, when you closed down at 18 years old, or for 18 years, when you yeah. closed down because of your first relationships that failed, you became narcissist at that moment.
That's
that
right. Because
you closed every empathetic and compassionate yes. feeling toward others because you heard too much and you did not recognize that. That's how you became the narcissist. But then you became the empath when you reopened that
yes.
wound and healed it. So when
yes.
your title is The Empath is the Narcissist, that
That's
means
it.
Something like, here is my life. I am now the empath, but I also was the narcissist. So
That's
let me
exactly
give you an inside look at
yeah.
what it feels like and how you can heal yourself and become an empath.
Oh my gosh. Like, beautiful way of capturing exactly that. I spent a year after that, I spent a year attached to a man that like couldn't see me. I was very codependent on him to experience deeply the other side of the coin of what a codependent goes through. And when I did that, I basically ended up homeless. I lost all my money. And I realized that the codependent, the person who is the empath, the unhealed empath, it is so hard to come out of that place because everything has collapsed. Your finances, your emotions, your spiritual connection, your physical connection. So I went through that 3 times with 3 different men energetically. I've never had like a lot of relationships with these men. It was always energetic, like friends and stuff. It's hard to describe, but I had to go through it about 3 or 4 times to prove that love is always the answer. If I shut those men out, it actually affects my health, not theirs. And so I knew, so I have a whole series in Self-Worth Warriors where I talk about the collapse. So there's a lot of women that are attracted to this darker masculine energy. It is very attractive. And with that, if the man doesn't have that integrated, it can be avoidance. And we like chase after that avoidance and we like are stimulated by it. And so what I've learned is to integrate that into the women. So they have this beautiful relationship with the dark energy, but it's like really healthy. It's quite powerful and it's very alluring. And I've done that. So for example, just to give you a tangible example, sometimes my clients, I remind them of like their narcissistic mother so they can feel nervous to speak to me. And then I'm still there loving them. And they're like, ah, like, why do you love me? I've had clients actually say like, why do you like me? And I'm like, because it's okay. You know, I might just remind you of the woman that's going to like run away from you. And I'm never going to do that. And so it can be really, and I think you could probably relate to that with some of the stories that you shared about your own life, Gemma, where you're like, why do you actually love me? Love is so difficult to receive. So the codependent and the empath plays a role in that, even though they go through a lot more pain in the moment. And most narcissists have such a difficult time looking at themselves. What I've learned in my experience is to build that personal power after we heal the wounds of the love that we might be missing from the father or the masculine. And women may tend to chase men that are unavailable and then get mad when they don't see them, when the reality is it's a deeper wound inside of the woman. And that's what I can help women with. And then they become magnetic. It's really hot. Men love it.
But that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Then it becomes magnetic. When we look at your Instagram, it is indeed very magnetic. You can feel a lot of sexual energy. You can feel a lot of attraction. There is a lot of things like that. I was a little bit iffy at the very, very first look. Like we talk about breaking the silence around abuse. We do not talk about magnetic sexual energy, right? Mm. However, when I took a deeper look into your work, into your website, into your book, and I listened and read the beginning about you, it was there. Oh, hold on a second. She has mastered this entire energy thing that she teaches that she can help heal the world and make the world a better place.
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
I said, oh my gosh, come over. We have to.
No, you are so beautiful, Gemma. And I'm so happy that you were able to see that through the work because interestingly enough, healing from abuse, there's 2 core needs in the world. They're masculine, which is purpose and feeling like we have a reason to be here. That's the masculine. And then the feminine, which is love and connection. And believe it or not, 80% of it is love and connection. So sexual energy heals abuse because we've sort of been sold a lie that sexual energy equals promiscuity, but it is actually, in fact, the only thing that the human race cannot live without. We are nothing if we do not have family, if we do not have relation, if we do not have connection. And right now, we are being divided very fast. There are lots of false informations about narcissistic agendas. AI is on the rise. Even the mobile phone, the cell phone is keeping us away. And really, there's so much misinformation. Women are getting programmed to believe some of this misinformation. And my role is to stop that, to bring us back together. And there's brave people that are willing to do this deeper work to say, okay, I don't want my son. Like, if you have children, your children are going to continue to perpetuate that same pattern of abuse. And they're either going to go one way or the other. Like, if they had an absent father, they're going to be an overbearing father. Or if they've had a narcissistic mother who hated men, then the son will actually attract that in his wife because he's used to the energy of the mother. And so my goal is to, in my mission, my life's purpose is to bring the masculine and the feminine back together. It's not even about sexual orientation. It's about the knowing that you cannot fight the bad with more bad. It just does not work. War starts inside of our minds, and it always comes back to self-connection, and that's the masculine and feminine within. Yeah.
It's powerful. What you're sharing is extremely powerful. Thank you so much. You're actually enlightening us on the value of relationship, the energetics of relationships, the emotions. Mm-hmm. That's so powerful. So let's make sure we can connect with you. So you saw on Amazon, I just typed Ashat, A-A-S-H-A-T. Yes. And you find the empath in the narcissist. That's one of the way. Another way is by going on ashatinternational.com. And you're going to see it's a gorgeous website with courses and workshops and emotional and energetic intelligence. And I mean, it's beautiful. I'm really, I look forward for you guys to dive into Asha's work and to really allow yourself to connect with yourself, and she can help you be more in connection with yourself.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love that. And I'm happy to jump on a phone call with anybody that needs help at all or wants to connect. I love that as well.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Asha, I feel blessed to have had you a little moment
Thank
on
you,
our
Gemma.
Real talk, real women, breaking the silence around abuse. It's an honor, a pleasure to have you here. You're welcome back anytime when you want to bring more of those insights, because you're a very special person. Thank you.
Gemma, thank you so much. I appreciate you very much. Thank you.